Inflation and higher interest rates will widen the gap between rich and poor. I'm David Brancaccio. The World Bank has released its closely watched forecast for how all the economies on Earth will do this year. The forecast is for things to grow just over 4%. It's a lot slower than rip-roaring 2021, where the global economy grew 5.5%. The World Bank says that by next year, 2023, economies in the richer world will have erased what was lost during pandemic. But that's not true in emerging markets and developing countries. Here to talk about the implications for global inequality is the president of the World Bank, David Malpass. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be on, David.
So one headline from this, if you're listening in the developed world, is that growth here in 2022 should be strong, not rip-roaring 2021 levels, but strong enough so that maybe by next year, 2023, the richer countries will have, I think, reversed the effects of pandemic on the economy.
That's right. So that's good. There is a recovery going on. But the challenge is that for developing countries, and especially for the poorer countries, it's not much of a recovery. One of the ways to think about it is on a per capita basis, they're doing about one-tenth as much of a recovery as the advanced economies. So that's a big challenge in terms of food security, in terms of security, you know, physical security. Governments are having big challenges holding things together because of the pressure.
This despite the fact that the year just completed, growth looks on paper fairly strong in those lower income countries.
There was a recovery, but I think what a lot of people are feeling is not much of a recovery from where they were pre-COVID. And two factors make that worse. The inflation hurts people at the bottom the most. And then there's the prospect of interest rate hikes in the advanced economies. And so that puts further strain.
Yeah, we should explain, right? Because when interest rates go up in the developed world, it makes the interest rates you could get as an international investor by investing in emerging markets, for instance, a little less attractive. So capital sometimes flows away from the poorer countries when interest rates are higher, say, in the U.S.
That's right. And it's worse than that. If there's a 25 basis point hike in the advanced economies, there might often be a 50 or 100 basis point hike in developing countries. It's harder for them to keep up. And that looks like it's going to intensify in 2022, holding them back.
So just about every country had to borrow a lot to get through the worst of the pandemic, but that's especially true in lower income countries. And that burden of debt in an environment of rising interest rates is going to be a very tough burden.
That's right. Many of them are financing themselves at the short end of the curve. So as interest rates go up, it hits them very quickly. And so that puts immense strains on the short end of credit markets. That's exactly the spot where small businesses need to borrow. So this inequality problem, I'm afraid, is going to keep getting larger, not smaller.
And swirling over this entire discussion is something that is not just an economic, but a public health issue. Getting vaccines to every place in the world, rich or poor, has to be part of addressing the widening inequality that you're talking about.
Vaccines are critical, so we're trying as hard as we can to get the shipments into the developing countries and then get them deployed, actual shots in arms. We've made some progress on that, but not nearly enough.
David Malpass, president of the World Bank, speaking about his global economic prospects, the freshest data there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
More of our conversation there can be streamed from marketplace.org. Let's do the numbers. When the Fed chair did not say anything more scary than he had already before his testimony, some market players took that as a cue to buy stocks yesterday, pushing the NASDAQ composite out of negative territory to a gain of 1.3%. NASDAQ futures today up 0.2%. The Dow future is up 47 points, 0.1%. We'll get the latest government data on inflation in about 2 hours. Consumer prices for December are expected to have gone up 7% on a year-over-year basis. That'd be the highest since 1982, back when mortgage rates were averaging 16%. These days, mortgage rates are up, but just to 3.6%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Biden administration is going to distribute millions of free COVID tests to schools. The shipments of tests will start later this month, according to the White House. This is in addition to the free test kits the government will send to households that sign up. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The Biden administration says it'll distribute 10 million COVID tests to schools each month. That's 5 million rapid tests and another 5 million of the more accurate but slower PCR tests, which have to be sent away to a lab. The administration says it's making sure there's additional lab capacity for those PCR tests. States have to request the tests. The Department of Health and Human Services and FEMA will also set up surge testing sites in areas with COVID outbreaks. The testing is needed to implement the administration's test-to-stay policy, which says students who are exposed to someone with COVID can stay in school as long as they wear masks and are tested at least twice in the week after an exposure. President Biden has said repeatedly he wants schools to stay open. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And for all of us with New Year's resolutions to eat more prudently, I see news that the food delivery app DoorDash will soon start getting Girl Scout cookies to your door at the push of a button. The traditional delivery model of Girl Scouts handing out Thin Mints at tables or at the door has been rattled by pandemic. The DoorDash system can still assign the purchase to the Girl Scout of your choice. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. You're from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.